Okay, that's just good.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Asia, the supervisor on the floor today. How may I help you?
Yes, Asia. Miss, I need a refund on my account, please, because I am unaware about the $54 that was taken out my account, and I have no idea, no clue about it. So can I please get my refund back on my money, please?
May I please have your first and last name?
Medina Williams.
And for security purposes, could you please verify the address on this account?
1976 Heron Street, Macon, Georgia, 31204.
Bye, or I'll talk to you later.
All right.
I do see where our meal plan was purchased. You don't recall doing a survey to enter into a sweepstakes to win an item. That item could have been an iPad, iPod, or even a mixer on the 15th of April.
Oh, no, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Is there anyone in your household could have possibly signed up for this service without your knowledge?
No, I don't. No, ma'am. It shouldn't be.
What I am going to do for you today is reach out to your local authorities and provide them with the IP address on the account so they're able to verify the location of where the order was taken place and also what device was used to place the order as well. Give me just a moment. Give me just a moment. I'm almost finished. Okay, so while waiting on a response from your local authorities, what I am going to do for you today is go ahead and issue you a refund of $59.89. That refund will take 3 to 5 business days. You will also receive a refund confirmation email within 24 to 48 hours as well. Is there anything else that I could assist you with today?
No, ma'am. And thank you so much, and I appreciate y'all.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great one.